Day 15 on Saturday, with more bombing, shelling, and rocket fire. Israeli warplanes, helicopters, and ships continued to shell targets in Gaza. Medical sources there reported one instance of at least 8 Palestinians killed by an Israeli tank shell in the Jabalia refugee camp. And Israel is warning Gaza residents of more operations to come. The Air Force has dropped leaflets, and the military has made random calls to people in Gaza with a general warning of further escalation. Palestinian journalist Mohammed Dawas is in central Gaza City and tells VOA he too received such a message.
The Israeli army called us last night saying they're going to continue stage 3, and they're warning us you'd better be away from Hamas members, you should listen to the Israeli army orders and all this.
Dawas says such random calls are not uncommon, and when they come, people pass the message on to their families, friends, and neighbors. Gaza medical sources say the Palestinian death toll from the Israeli offensive is now over 800, and they estimate about half of those are civilians. Relief organizations have also warned of a deepening humanitarian crisis as hospitals struggle to cope with the wounded and food is increasingly hard to come by. Mohammed Dawas says daily life has become a struggle to survive with little food, no electricity, no reliable supply of water, and the constant fear of bombing or shelling.
The life here is becoming more difficult and difficult every day passes. Sometimes it's impossible to go and get anything. The markets are closed. There is no life at all. If you want to buy something, you have to search. You have to smuggle to get it. You have to fight to get something to eat.
Israel launched its offensive December 27th in retaliation, it said, to increased Hamas rocket attacks on southern Israel. The government says it will not stop until the rocket fire stops and Hamas is unable to rearm. Hamas continues to fire rockets into Israel. Neither side seems ready to stop hostilities, despite a UN resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire. Talks are underway in Cairo, where Egypt is trying to broker a deal to end the fighting. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.